All right, let's begin with reading our verse for this morning, starting with verse 18 here. Oh, no, just back up one. There we go. Okay, all right. You noticed that I kind of did a magic thing there? You know, okay, all right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. All right. You know, when we say we have access or the right to speak to our God and Father himself, we're saying that we can pray and he listens, correct? Now, that also means that someone who has never known Christ as Savior, who has never really invited God into their heart or asked forgiveness, can do that, and they have direct access to God as well. So, let me just read this from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, one of our jobs as Christians. And it says this, "We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain." In other words, don't just become a Christian and have this grace and keep it to yourself. "For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." So our job is to tell others about the love of Christ. Amen? All right. But it's really hard. So what we're going to do this morning is watch a video, and when we get done, I'm going to come up back and draw some conclusions and kind of move us as a church into a program with Billy Graham. All right? So let's watch the video. Makes you want to become a Christian again, doesn't it? You know, I think our problem as people, as Christians, is that we're so afraid to share because we may goof it up. We may not say the right words. We may say something that might turn somebody off. And so the best way to do it is to not talk at all. And yet, the scripture says that part of our calling is, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And so we want to join with Billy Graham, with the My Hope America, with Billy Graham is what it's called, and we'd like to participate in what is to be his last crusade. And I've heard this a few times before, but I think he's pretty close. He's in his 90s. In fact, I know that there are probably quite a few of you who have never heard him before. And he's had a real impact in America and all over the world, leading people to Christ. And so there's a couple things that we want to do. The first one is we would like in November, when this culminates, to have a friend day here at Harvest. And that would be that you bring your friends, your relatives, your family, whoever that may be that you think don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, and we're going to do what we did today. We're going to show a video, either this one or another one, because they just finished filming the one they're going to have for the one in November, and we're going to try to see if we can preview that to see what it's like. But this is a time when you can bring those people to church here. In fact, we want to fill all the chairs out, and we want to pack it in so bad that you got to get up and leave so that the unsaved can stay here to watch something like that and come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. Are you with me? And then the second method is that they're offering, and it really is more effective, but it takes a little more courage to do, and that is to invite friends and neighbors and relatives to your house. And they're going to have the video over a major network. They just settled up last week with Denver in a major network. They haven't released what network that's going to be. And they would come to your house, and they would watch the video, and then whoever is leading that would share a testimony of what the Lord did in their life, and then ask the people to pray and ask them if they'd like to ask Christ in their heart. In this thing, they have an average of 2 salvations every group that has happened so far, okay? And the reason I say it's happened so far is because 22 countries have already done this around the world. It hasn't come to the U.S. yet. They've done it in South America and Europe. And they don't have the ability to have technology, video, any of that kind of thing. And so it's very hard for them to do. And yet 1.5 million people have asked Christ into their life as a result of that. And so I want to say this. This could change America as we know it. There are already 22,000 churches aboard for this November. And we have added ourselves to that. And we have the technology. We have the ability. We have the neighbors and friends, don't we? And relatives that could come. And so what we're asking you is to think about this for this week. Are you all in favor of doing it? Okay, I realize that some of you just can't do the small group, and if you're interested in that, Eddie Cook, where are you, Eddie? Right back there. Eddie Cook is going to lead during the service time, so you can go to service on one and go to his class on the other. He's going to train on that. He's going to train on how to lead a group, how to give your testimony, and those are good things to know anyhow. You can go to his class. We will be announcing when it starts and that type of thing. So if you have your brochure, open it up, and I want you to look at it. On the inside to your most right is you could see some lines 1 through 10. Now, the Graham Evangelistic Association has been doing this for years, and I was part of the Billy Graham Crusades in the 80s when he came in the early 80s, and they did the same thing. And as counselors, this is what we did, but this is what I'm going to ask you. If you will take that brochure home this week, and you will write down people you think need Christ in their life that don't have it, okay? Neighbors, friends, relatives. 5, 6, 7, if you can get to 10, that's great. And then what I'm going to ask you to do is each day pray for those people. I'm not going to ask you to ask them. That'll be coming in late October, early November. But until then, pray every day, 7 days a week, for this list. Will you do it? And I'm trying to do this without emotion because it's easy to get hyped up and then go, yeah, I'll totally do that. And then you get out of the here and you forget. Okay, so take the brochure home. It explains what's going on. And then on the back, one of the things that Eddie's going to be doing here is your story. And I want you to read about that because they give a little outline of how to tell the story of your life. Before you were a Christian, what happened when you became a Christian, and what are the results of that? They have a 30-30-60, 30-30-second way of doing it so that you can tell it. And I've been in many evangelism classes in the past, and all of the evangelism classes have you learn how to tell your story. And I don't know if you can tell your story. I can tell my story because I've done it. I know there are some here do that, but you may not be able to do that, which only increases the fear in your life, because when somebody says, well, how did you become a Christian? And you're going, you know what I'm saying? And this is the way to do it. You can look at that and maybe even write it out or get in the class with Eddie, and Eddie will help you through that. And maybe even let everybody tell their story so you know you have it down pat, because I have told my story so many times to people, led them to Jesus Christ. So anyhow, take that along with you and put the names in and take a look at that story and read through the brochure so you know what's going on. And here is my question. Will you join us in My Hope with Billy Graham? And bring your friends. Yes. Okay, great, great. Let's pray. Father, we come this morning thanking you. I thank you for Billy Graham's life. I know for him and his wife, it was a hard tour of marriage because of him being away so many times across the world preaching the gospel. And Lord, we come, we honor him for that, but we really honor Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the thing that changes our lives.